And then I get up and I walk into a Starbucks and the guy, and he got my order wrong, which is fine. But he had this attitude, you know, and I just said, that's the wrong drink. And the guy goes, sorry, dude, I'm tired. And I was like, have a coffee. That's why I'm here. And then the guy goes, all right, what did you get? And I said, a medium coffee. And he goes, that's a grande. And I was like, before you guys came around, that was a medium, you know? And then the guy goes, after that, he goes, well, it's a grande now. And I was like, you know what? Now it's become an issue. The only way I'm using the word grande is if a Mexican pimp asks me what kind of titties I like. Give me a fucking coffee, puff, puff, oh, and then, he's good, the man's good. What's your name, sir? Dave, nice to meet you, Dave. So, Dave, and then, you know, I walk outside, I'm just trying to mind my own business, and I was supposed to meet my friend. You ever ask somebody a question? And they respond with something that has nothing to do with the question. I go outside with my coffee and I said to this guy, do you know where the tavern is? Some bar around here. And the guy goes, I don't know where it is. And I start to walk away and then he goes, but my friend used to work there. And I was like, and then the guy goes, but they fired him because he was getting high and his girlfriend kept coming around and they were arguing with each other. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? You know, that's like, you ask me for aspirin, and I'm like, hey, I don't have any aspirin, but I once got to second base with this girl who had a bottle of Tylenol at her father's house. She drove a Trans Am. He didn't like me. We went to the prom. Shut the fuck up! And then I walk over, Dave, I go to get back on my bicycle. I rode my bicycle to the coffee shop, and I walk over, and then I see my bicycle seat has been cut. Somebody vandalized my bike. Who cuts a bike seat? That means somebody was so miserable. They saw my 10-speed tied to a pole. Guy pulled out a blade and said, look at this rich motherfucker right here. I control the banks because I own a Huffy. I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy, Dave. I don't know, man.
So, I'll go ahead and catch up everyone else and get up to now. Last week, Napier got mad and left. And
dramatically.
Yeah, dramatically. And that
how was that dramatically? It, you it motherfucker.
It was a bit of a cliffhanger, and we've had people, you know, on the edge of their seats, well, with the exception of, you know, everyone that listens that we've already told. So me and Jesse didn't know what to do, and we were kind of confused because, I mean, you know, Napier getting mad is unusual. So me and Jesse, as soon as the podcast was over, you know, that was pretty much it. So, like, I was like, all right, dude, well, I'll see you later. So he goes to leave, and out on my front porch is Napier. He's just sitting out there, and he goes, oh, well, I didn't know how to end it. I was just joking around. And so, you know, I ended up talking to Napier for a while, and I'm convinced he was mad, but he's still claiming that it was all just an act. And everyone who listened to it that I've talked to said, no, that wasn't an act. Napier was really mad. You could tell.
How could you really tell?
Are you ready to admit it yet? Or
no, I wasn't mad.
Napier, you were mad. Come on. But anyway,
horseshit.
So yeah, Napier, I guess, got out on the porch and said, "Oh well, Maybe I was kind of goofy for getting mad about something so silly and then decided he wasn't
when
mad.
When have you ever known me to get mad at anything and then 5 seconds later change my mind?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but that's what happened. I don't know you so much to get mad. That's why it was unusual.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, in the days following that, Napier overcompensated and probably called me 40 times.
Oh, you called me more than I called you?
Every 5 minutes, Napier's calling.
Well, now I felt bad because you called me and left that little message.
I felt bad. I mean, if I did hurt your feelings or whatever,
you
I'm
didn't
sorry.
Hurt my damn feelings.
Napier.
Now I felt bad,
Napier,
that you...
We don't have to go any further. If I hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. There.
I don't
it.
Have feelings
we,
to hurt.
We
feelings
don't.
Are for women to keep in their purses right next to their tampons when they're having their periods.
So,
goddamn fuck.
As soon as Napier left and I came upstairs, actually, Laura yelled at me quite a bit. She said, well, you know, you treat Napier like he's your circus clown, and you don't treat him like a friend, and maybe he gets sad that you don't just treat him like a friend. You treat him like... And then I had like a moment of, you know...
An epiphany.
Yeah, I was like... Do I treat Napier like a circus pet and not like a person? And I was like, fuck Napier.
Exactly, fuck Napier.
Yeah, fuck Napier. I'll treat him however I want. If he doesn't like it, then he can just do what he does all the time, and that is blow me off when I call and try to, you know, invite him to stuff. And so,
my bad.
Days have gone by. We've talked on the phone probably 40 times.
We talked on the phone like 3 times.
We've had a good time.
Within a 7-day period.
I like this open communication that me and Napier suddenly have, and he requested that I give him Jesse's phone number because he didn't have it before. So,
no, you kept talking about we need to get together to plan things out.
Like, I don't
know
why
getting together
we need to get together. I just mean maybe we should discuss what we talk about before we, you know, just
that,
turn the microphone.
That is what I count
say,
as
go.
Getting together.
No, you know, we can talk on the phone or whatever. And
I don't talk on the phone, ever.
But anyway, and so today comes. Actually, yesterday comes. I call Napier, and Jesse, I think that you already heard me rant quite a bit.
Yeah.
I've had an adult beverage since then, and I feel as though I've mellowed a little bit.
He was pretty heated earlier.
I talked to Napier yesterday. This was before I even talked to you. I just... called him and I said, hey, I'm free all day today, and with the exception of hockey, all day tomorrow. What time works for you? And Napier said, oh, well, you know, we could probably do it either before or after your hockey game. That would work for me. And I said, okay.
You're already misremembering.
Then what?
You're already... you said... I have hockey. Let's do it before. And then you said noon, and I said, sure, fine, whatever.
So we've established that
yeah.
we did agree
we
on
agreed.
Noon.
I'm not saying we didn't
okay,
agree on
we
noon.
Okay, we agreed on noon. I'm glad that we both remember that correctly. And I called Jesse, and I was like, hey, Jesse, you know, we play at 3-something. Do you want to do it at noon? Jesse's like, cool, noon works for me. So... 11:45, and fuck you too, Jesse, by the way, because
yeah.
Jesse calls me at 11:45 when we're supposed to hang out at noon and do the podcast. He goes, hey, me and Sarah are about to go get in the car and go get lunch. Do you want to come? And I was like, well, no, because Napier is going to be here in 15 minutes. You know, we're supposed to meet up at noon. He goes, oh, well, why don't you wait till Napier gets there, and then we'll all go together. I was like, okay. So I call Napier. Napier doesn't answer the phone. I wait 5 minutes, try him again. He doesn't answer the phone. I continue this about every 5 minutes till 12:30.
You woke me up.
A half hour after we were supposed to meet up and do it. And Napier picks up the phone, and he says, oh, I just woke up. I was like, okay, well, are you coming over now? Jesse's eating food, so we can do it, you know, in a little bit. Well, no, I have to take lady friend home. I was like, okay, you're taking lady friend home. So, what, you want to do it after hockey? Yeah, call me when you get out of hockey. So, I hang out with Chris, we go have lunch, we play hockey. I call Napier at what? What was it, like... 4:30 when we got out of hockey?
Yeah.
called Napier at 4:30. I was like, hey, why don't you come over? You know, we'll do the podcast. Okay. So that's 4:30. 5:30 rolls around.
No.
6 o'clock rolls around.
No, 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 no. That's not what happened.
What time is it?
That is not
what
happened.
What time is it?
What time is it? It's like 6 something.
I'm telling a story. It's 6:45. I'm telling a story. 6 o'clock rolls around. I call Napier. I said, hey, Napier, where are you, buddy? We're here waiting for you. Oh, I'm taking lady friend home. So my question, which took 10.5 minutes to get to this point, is if you were taking lady friend home at 12:30, how can you be taking lady friend home again at 6 o'clock?
Because we left her home.
You left. So you were at your home, correct?
I was at
12:30.
At 12:30, yes.
You took her home.
Yes.
At 12:30.
12:30, 12:45-ish, yeah.
So then what? You hung out at her house?
Unfortunately, there was some drama that I can't get into, but said issue was resolved. We then went to go get food in St. Charles and pick up anointed rounds of whatever we had to go get, and then got food, and I had to take her home for
dinner. Oh, so it was lady drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Do we accept that?
What are you talking to me?
No. Do we accept that as an explanation?
Accept in what sense?
Okay. Now here's the other thing, Napier. We give you a pass. Because you're Napier.
Yeah.
In a lot of things. You're late to everything. You're hours late to everything.
Yeah.
But you're Napier.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it stops being, oh, Napier's just goofy, and it starts being, oh, Napier could give a fuck about us and our schedules.
No,
and
it's like, not that.
For all you know, and it wasn't, because Jesse's an asshole too.
Yes.
But for all you knew, at noon, me and Jesse were sitting here on the couch waiting for you. And you could have set an alarm, you could have got up and, you know, done something, but you didn't. And is that Napier just being goofy, or is that Napier saying, fuck them, I'll go get there when I get there?
Things happened last night with me and Mark. We hung out.
Mark Balladed?
Yeah, Mark Balladed.
I miss Mark Balladed. How come Mark Balladed hangs out with everybody except me?
You don't call him.
Fuck Mark Bell.
You didn't even know he moved back to his old house in Illinois.
I don't like hang out with people. Never mind.
When did you call
Mark?
When did you
move?
Okay.
No, I don't call Mark Bell.
Okay, so last night, me, lady friend, and Mark Bell, that we went to go see fucking Iron Man 2.
What'd you think?
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as the first one.
No.
I liked it pretty good.
Yeah. The expectations were too high for the second. It was as good as the first one.
No, it wasn't.
It was as good.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, either way, so me and lady friend and Mark, we're out in the movie theater parking lot. It starts getting late, so we just start bitching about work because me and Mark apparently used to work for the same company in different states when he moved out. That just coincidentally, we just happened to work for the same company. So we started bitching about the similarities between the two sites. And sure enough, shit rolls around and it gets late. So Mark leaves, we leave. It's fucking late as hell. And I didn't get to bed until like 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I thought I'd set an alarm, but the first time you called at around like, I would say 12 o'clock-ish, that's when I actually had woken up. I was like, oh, I guess my alarm's going off, and I thought I had set it for like 8 o'clock, and my lady friend said, yeah, it's 7. And I didn't realize that she was asleep and not actually looking at anything in the entire world and just saying, yeah, it's 7. I was like, okay, it's 7 o'clock. I got time. And then it turned out to be...
Is he doing the blame it on the girlfriend thing?
I'm not blaming it on anybody. I'm blaming it on me. He's doing the blame not waking up. I didn't blame it on anybody. This isn't a blame. I take full responsibility for my jackassery, and I'm sorry. So...
There you go, Mike. You got it like that, right?
No, I've never said it's not my fault that I'm not somewhere. I've always said it's my fault. Here's what happened, and I'm sorry. I've never said, it's not my fault. Jesus and a Tyrannosaurus Rex were coming down the street, and they were butt-fucking homosexuals. I had to take a picture. This would only happen once. You can't blame me for this. This is not my fault. I had to watch gay sex in the street.
With Tyrannosaurus Rex?
With Jesus and a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Is Tyrannosaurus Rex is like moose? Like if you say a Tyrannosaurus, plural
it's
Tyrannosaurus.
It's the same thing.
Tyrannosai?
To say multiple Tyrannosaurus Rex, do you say Tyrannosaurus Rexes? Or
no, you don't use Rexes. There's
yeah,
Rex.
It doesn't sound right, does
so
it?
So it's one Tyrannosaurus Rex and two Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like deer. There's no deers. It's just a herd of deer, yeah. A group of deer.
Yeah. So when are you going to admit that you were mad?
I mean, I'm like, not mad!
I remember years and years and years ago, there was an incident where one of the cooks claimed that you spit on somebody's pizza.
Yeah.
And you denied it for years and years and years. You said,
I never spit on anybody's pizza.
I didn't spit on that guy's pizza. I would never do that.
I didn't spit on it.
About a year ago, you had a few adult beverages, and you admitted it. You said,
no.
Yeah, I spit on that guy's
pizza. I didn't spit on
it.
Are
you kidding? Of course I did.
I did not spit on it.
You're a liar.
I licked
it.
I licked it. The pizza.
Oh, so that was your
I had never licked anything in my life except for that one day, and then I got caught.
You put a millimeter of truth in an otherwise complete bullshit tale,
and then it
makes sense to you.
Yeah, but I didn't spit on it. He said I spit on it. That is something completely different than what I did. That is a complete different action.
I think my vocal what have you, kind of hurts from yelling so much a little while ago. I think I blew my load yelling before.
I told you you're going to. I was like, save it for, you know, radio.
Yeah. I was yelling quite a bit.
I know. I'm sorry.
Here's the funny thing. I've known Napier now for about 10 years. Napier has been mad that I know of 4 times in that 10 years.
Okay.
And you know who he's been mad at all 4 times?
Probably you.
Me.
No, that's just because you've been around
anyone
me.
Anyone else. Napier always gets mad at me. I'll count him down. One time I was giving Napier shit at Pizza Hut, he slammed a pan up against the wall and yelled something about fuck you.
I did not slam a pan up against the wall.
He actually stood up and wanted to fight me in a poker game.
That's not what was going on.
This last also week when Napier got mad because I was saying that reading a website was stupid.
Yeah.
So that's three times.
What? Maybe there was only 3.
I want to hear about this poker game. What happened?
That wasn't what happened.
Why did you get mad at me in the poker game?
I don't remember.
You were mad, though.
You probably
wanted to fight me. You stood up and you wanted to fight me. You got in my face. You stood up and you wanted to fight me.
I did not get in your face!
At the poker game.
I might have stood up, but I didn't actually approach you and punch you. And I did not slam that thing up against a wall.
You did. You threw it up
against
the wall.
I slammed it on the ground, and it dented, and it hit a wall.
So
I did not throw it up against the wall. I threw it on the ground, and it bounced.
Somehow, I have the direct line right to
Napier's nerves.
Napier's nerves. That is not it. You are just around when I'm mad at you. Other people are around when I'm mad at them. That's how it works.
Maybe he's getting back at you for all those times. That's why
Well, I'm constantly in a state of mad at Napier.
I got
because
pissed
he just
off.
Does so much stupid shit.
No, I got pissed off at Chris Taylor. You weren't even there.
Who's Chris Taylor?
You remember.
Oh, yeah, fuck
that
guy.
Fucking meth head. I've gotten pissed off at him.
Okay, yeah. But then you always take it out on me.
I've never taken anything out on you.
Well,
I don't do displaced
anger. You get mad
at
me, though.
I get mad at you for valid reasons.
And then you go out on the porch and smoke a cigarette and then pretend like you weren't mad.
When did you admit it, Napier? Just say it. Say I was mad, I went out on the porch, and I decided it wasn't that big of a deal. Just fucking say it. I have never gotten mad at you for invalid reasons. The one time at pizza, that was valid. I wanted to punch you in the damn mouth.
Was that an admission or was that not?
No, I think that was not an admission.
What was I supposed to remind you to talk about? We need to get off this
subject. Oh, poop pee bombs?
Poop pee bombs, yeah. Let's hear about it.
I don't know why we were talking about it, but yeah, poop pee bombs. We were watching this thing on like jail, like lockup, something like that. And so apparently prisoners, like when they're in solitary or whatever, they'll save up their poop and pee. They'll like poop and pee in like a bag or something.
What do they say?
How do they get a bag?
How do they get a bag?
I don't know.
Like something that their food comes in or something?
Something. Some container. Okay, just trust me on this. Some container.
Okay.
And they poop and pee into it and just let it ferment for, like, you know, days.
That's
weeks.
Awful.
And then when the guard comes, like, by the door, they throw it at him. And anyway, one of the, and it's, like, disgusting, obviously. And the guard there interviewing about it said, yeah, I got hit by one of those. He goes, I would rather be shot than hit by one of those again.
A poop pee bomb?
A poop pee bomb.
I thought normally in solitary confinement, they would take away all of your shit and put you in a hole. Well, that, just a dimly lit room.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just not give them bags to, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you get a surprising amount of stuff. Like, I mean, there's something you can poop and pee into, obviously.
Yeah, one by themselves probably wouldn't be as bad. I imagine that, like, mixing it together and shaking it up,
yeah,
though, would be pretty fucking awful.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very,
I mean,
very,
you know,
awful.
Poop in itself is pretty gross, and pee in itself is gross. But, like, if you mix them together and get, like, the real sloppy poop...
It's greater than the sum of the parts.
Yeah.
What about the time we had to clean out that grease trap full of rotting meat and cheese and just nasty oil that had never been cleaned out in the 10 fucking years that store had been there? It was just this giant mess of rotting shit.
Oh,
and Chris Dick, hey, do you remember... When Napier got mad at me at the poker game, and he stood up and he wanted to fight me?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Well, then fuck you. Go pee. Or whatever it is you're doing. Yeah, so anyway.
Get out the Google. I want to Google something.
You want to Google...
Oh, wait, I got mad at Andy Knuckles once during our fucking...
Who the fuck is Andy Knuckles?
You know who Andy Knuckles is? His dog shit all over your house and you had to pay the money.
Oh, this is poop. Yeah, that's right. Did I tell that story on
here?
Yeah,
you told that story.
Yeah,
motherfucker puts a sign over his dog shit.
Yeah, the dog shit all over your house.
This is poop.
Okay, I've
and just
Google
leaves
going.
It in my living
room. Are you ready
room.
For me to blow your mind?
Blow my mind, okay. Jesse.
And if you've heard
blow
about this,
it
it's not going to blow your mind, but I hope it does. Go ahead. Tell the people what I'm typing in.
I'm watching. Kevin Costner oil vacuum.
Oh, really?
Give Kevin Costner credit for BP oil spill.
Please click on that link.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
Is that from his fucking movie Waterworld?
No, but apparently around that time, he started this, like, Kevin Costner, like, science... you know, company where they, like, invent shit, and he invented this vacuum thing that can separate oil from water, and BP's gonna start using it to clean up the oil spill.
No fucking
yes.
way.
Fucking Kevin Costner.
Ocean therapy device, yeah. What's going on?
Series Alpha points to Kevin Costner for investing $26 million in his brother Dan's ocean therapy device, a kind of vacuum cleaner that separates oil from water. They've far built 26 units. Is that... That's not...
They've far built. Yeah, that's
wrong.
That
doesn't make sense. Six of which are now being tested in the oil spill areas of the Gulf of Mexico with the support of British Petroleum.
What the fuck? Why don't you
have...
They
spent the last 15 years testing and building their separation device.
Wow.
There you go. Isn't that amazing? Kevin Costner is going to... The water world man's going to fucking save us all.
Between 5 and 200 gallons of water a minute, depending on its size. That's really kind of cool.
Yeah. Isn't that bad? Whatever one I read, it was fucking great. And it's like a legitimate news source. It's like New York Times or something along those lines. It had a picture of him in Waterworld. Like, that was the picture that accompanied it. I thought that was hilarious.
Wow. Somebody should be sucking his dick right now. They should just have a line.
Oh,
out,
did you
out
hear?
The door to his house just... One after another, just sucking his dick.
My question is, I want to know if there was a voice that told him, if you build it, it will clean.
Did you the whole point of reading that news story so you could tell that
I
joke?
Came up with that joke, like, this morning, and Sarah's like, save it for the podcast. You got to bring that up.
Did you guys hear or see the little advertisements on the web about cutting your hair, mailing it to this donation place, because this donation place... somehow found this money, an ass load of money,
okay,
to pay for advertising and for workers to collect hair to sop up the oil that lands on shore. And apparently, legitimate news sources have been going around and saying, don't send in your hair, it's not going to do anything. We don't know what these people are doing with your hair, but they're sure as fuck not going to clean up any oil spill with it. And there are ads on the internet about sending in your hair.
Go back to Google. I want to verify this.
I think that
going out in the ocean and coming back covered in human hair is almost as gross as
oil?
Being covered with oil.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
not
like
quite,
like sending your
close.
Hair for oil or something.
Well, you know who could fix this problem is Kramerica.
I don't even know what you just said.
You, Seinfeld? Kramerica?
No, I must have missed that.
Wow. Napier?
No, I didn't watch that show.
Oh, my
I was
God.
Asleep.
I can't believe no one got
sorry.
That reference.
I'm
holy
sorry.
Shit.
I'm sure someone out there...
I really hope that everyone out there gets that. That's... Wow. I'm yeah. dumbfounded.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There we go. Oil spill.
Human hair.
Oil spill.
There it is. No, wait. Is that it?
Hair used to clean up oil spill. World Environment.
That donate their hair clippings to soak up oil spill.
Yeah, there it is on MSNBC. Well, and then there's one right below that. High-tech solutions to oil spills. Human hair. Completely fucking bullshit. I'll tell you what. I'll go buy Waterworld if this shit gets cleaned up by the end of June, because I was planning on going on vacation, and it'd be nice to go to a beach or something.
I am going to... we have a trip planned already in June to Destin, Florida, which is on the Gulf side.
Yeah.
And so I am following the City of Destin Twitter feed. The Chamber of Commerce has a Twitter account, and every day they post a picture of, like, the beach and, like, everything's still good. Come on down. You know, it's still good. Cause apparently they're just, like, super losing business.
Do you think that if it goes shitty that they'll, like... All caps, and Diablo!
Well, we were, like, pissed because we made this trip, like, months ago and booked our rooms and everything. They're saying right now you can get shit for, like, 75% off because normally everything's booked by now, but no one wants to go on that, you know, down there. It's like, fuck, we could have saved so much money.
They were saying on the news the other night that BP so far has lost 7 days' worth of profits. With all of the cleanup efforts and everything. That's all they've lost.
Wow. Well, I knew, speaking of the
Am
Florida,
I supposed to be clicking on something?
No, I don't know. That's
my favorite thing during this whole thing is a bunch of Republicans have sided on the end of BP, and they're not sponsoring this little bill that actually let people sue companies when shit like this happens. Like... You can go in collectively, which will take years. Like all the fishermen and the tourist spots that are fucking ruined.
Think of like all of that, those beachfront properties and stuff. I mean, like this is the season that they make their money.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a recession. We're finally getting out of a recession. Wow. They're fucked.
I mean,
for the next few years.
I mean, not even just the hotels, but the restaurants, the fucking boat rentals. I mean, all those places are just
That's the other thing, too. So and I'm sure it's the same way of other cities, but the Destin Chamber of Commerce is always, well, here's other fun stuff to do in Destin, just in case the beach is closed down.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm sorry.
But I mean,
no one goes down there.
I remember last year when we went down to the lake, I mean, Sarah heard a rumor that there might be E. coli in the lake. And she just didn't get in the water for the whole weekend. She went to the lake and didn't get in the lake. And I mean, like, it's anything like that. And I mean, this has been top news for weeks and weeks and weeks. So people are going to be fucking afraid to go to that ocean for probably years.
Well, it's going to be fucked for years.
Yeah.
This shit isn't going away just because it hits winter.
Yeah.
No, Kevin Costner's going to save it.
Kevin Costner and his 26 vacuum cleaners.
But apparently...
You think that... Do you know, like, when you watch House and, like, at, like, the, you know, 52-minute mark, he's in the middle of a conversation, and, like, he just has an epiphany and solves the whole mystery, and then, like, the credits roll, because he was in the middle of a conversation, and just, like, one word hung him up, and he was like... Oh, I know what's wrong with this bitch.
Yeah.
Do you think that Kevin Costner got the idea for the vacuums while he was fucking Cal Ripken's wife? he was like, yeah, you like that shit, Cal Ripken's wife? Hey,
she's
wait
like,
a second.
She's like, separate my legs. Like, separate.
Separate.
Separate. Like oil from water.
Wow.
Hmm. With a vacuum cleaner.
Or he might have been thinking of... Gets up mid-pump and goes and makes a phone call.
Well, maybe he came inside her and then thought about abortion. Like, oh, we're going to have to suck this little bastard out.
How funny would it be if the story would be 10 times better if Kevin Costner went down there with, like, all of his little suction machines, and they're just, like, literally household vacuums that don't work at all. They're like put together with like duct tape, and he like brings the press around. He's like,
it costs $26 million for some vacuums like, with some duct tape on them.
And it's like immediately breaks, you know, like doesn't work at all.
Or it's like a
Kevin.
Or it's like a lawnmower which just sucks it up and shoots it out the ass end. Like, yeah, it's cleaning it, don't worry. We got this shit figured out.
Oil does float to the top though, doesn't it?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes.
Well, yeah, but there's this big complicated thing where like a lot of it's stuck at the bottom or something.
Or it's so in between, like it's
yeah.
It's not at the surface, it's not yeah. at the bottom. It's just it's a floating invisible shit pile in between like the water, the top of the water and the bottom of the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the last time me and Mara went to the beach, I think she like got into about her knees for about 2 minutes and then just sat on the beach the rest of the time. So maybe we could just go to the beach anyway. I mean, you just, you know, hang out. I got in the water, but
I want to go to Lake Wapapello and hang out there just because of one reason.
The fuck is a Lake Wapapello?
Lake Wapapello is down south Missouri near the Arkansas border, and apparently there have been these wild pig sightings, and in Missouri all wild hogs are shoot on sight. So I just want to go down there with my AK and like,
you want an AK, a wild pig?
Dude, those things weigh a couple hundred pounds. I mean, they're not friendly little oinkers that you see, like,
well, why don't you just not
legal?
Know where they are?
Because then I won't be able to shoot them in the face with an AK-47. What plan of action is that?
I wish you would instead shoot the director of Wild Hogs.
Oh, wow, that was a bad movie.
And the entire cast.
You know that old dog?
What?
You know what? I got through Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs?
I did.
Wild
Hogs.
Oh,
wait. The whole time.
Yeah.
But I did get through it.
Okay.
That Old Dogs, which I guess is like the follow-up because it has
Dan
Travolta. I got through about 10 minutes.
Oh,
I mean,
Robin
just,
Williams?
Oh, my
dear God.
God, was
what
it
what the
bad.
Fuck happened to those people? When did they say that I don't give a fuck about the script or the production or anything else like that. I just want hard cash
just
writing my
check.
Fucking bed sheets.
So that's where Nicolas Cage is at this point. I mean, he'll
oh,
just
God,
take
yeah.
any job they'll give him.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Man, is that going to bomb.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Jesse,
don't take that.
Oh, I will not be drafting that anytime soon.
What do you
Although, oddly enough, like, right before our season started,
mm-hmm.
one of the best movies to take would have been How to Train Your Dragon. That
oh, yeah,
killed.
Oh, that kid shit. Yeah, but
that killed.
This isn't a kid movie, though. This is, like, something else. You know, there's
a
another
kid movie. It's like PG.
There's another one that he's in with Ron Perlman that looks like it's pretty much the same thing, only, like, I don't know, he has the same long hair.
Oh,
looks
yeah.
like it's another dragon thing.
Right.
That looks pretty bad, too. I think he'll just take any paycheck they give him at this point.
We talked about this the other day, but I think some of the... The next draft starts in July, so our next quarter starts in July.
Well, it'll be all the summer shit, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think Inception will be a big one.
Probably, yeah. That Matt Damon movie looks
yes.
really good. What was that called? Adjustment Bureau
Adjustment
or something?
Bureau.
That looks good.
Yep.
That looks really
that
entertaining.
That looks good as well. There was another big one, too.
I don't know, yeah. you know, how much money it'll make, but it looks entertaining.
Is well, I think it's good reviews.
Is there any other superhero movies coming out this year? Is Iron Man it?
Thor?
Internet
Man. No, Thor's coming out next
Internet
year.
Internet Man.
I could give two fucks about Thor.
Give me
fuck
my...
Fuck Thor! I didn't know it was going to be the next one. I thought Captain America was going to be the
no,
next one.
No, I think
one.
Captain
no.
America
no.
and Thor are both
I,
coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah. I'll watch
time.
Thor. I mean, I don't like Thor, but I'll watch it.
I mean,
I like any of those. This is a really nice mouse, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's see what we got here.
You know, it does mouse-type shit. Movie releases. Napier,
I mean, the wheel is very nice.
Are you ready to admit that you were mad yet?
I wasn't mad. I have an idea for a superhero, though.
Yeah?
I want to make a superhero. His name is Colonel White Flight. He just roams around suburbs moving white people out of it so black people can move in.
I'm here to save you!
So
the darkies have moved!
I'm here to save all your white... daughters, get out of this town, hurry.
There's like some family like...
Your property value is saved!
There's some family in the city.
Entire house.
Yeah. And they're like a black neighbor moved next door, and they're like, oh, honey, what are we going to do?
We'll call Captain White Flight!
That's pretty good. God, your internet sucks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, seriously, Mike, how do you live like
that? What the hell is your walls made out of? Is it lead lined?
I don't.
Oh, boy, what did I do?
I don't know. Oh, I don't use this computer. This isn't my computer.
Oh.
This is the computer on the TV. I have.
Yeah, but this the things that are happening are not the things that are happening because of the computer.
The fuck?
Well, Napier installed my wireless internet.
Yeah,
I
quick patched it after screwing around with it for an hour. Was it my fault they didn't find? Why the fuck would it say it's compatible with a version of an operating system and then not come with the drivers for it, or have them on their website, or have them in any stage of development, but on the package in a big ass fucking sticker it says compatible with such and such. Lying whores, all of them.
You know what was really
By
funny?
The way, I know that people can't see us.
Yeah.
Which is probably for the best, but Napier shaved, which he doesn't usually do, and he looks extra serial killer-y.
Whenever I shaved my face, I did the Watchman.
Why
thing.
Would they have a red background with red words?
It's really hard to read. The Last Airbender.
It's not that. It's that. It's not. The page isn't loaded. Look, it's still transferring data.
Let's see.
Click that little thing in the bottom right-hand corner so that I can see it.
Okay.
Make it bigger. There we go. Okay.
All right.
What about Despicable Me?
That's a kid's movie. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Predators, Howler.
Oh, look, there it is. Winnebago Man.
You know,
Winnebago Man, right fucking there.
You think that people would, be talking about Predators, but I haven't heard anything about it. But
it's coming in. Yeah,
it looks pretty good.
Early July, so.
Predators?
Yeah.
The fuck is
that
Predators?
Fucking Salt movie has been delayed 2 years. It must be a real winner.
Well, I didn't want to see anything good at it. What's the best July movie? What do we got here? Inception. That's got to be it.
What the fuck is Inception?
It's the Chris Nolan.
Yeah, Chris Nolan hasn't
Leonardo
really
DiCaprio.
Hasn't really done us wrong yet.
No.
Oh, is he on that island?
No.
No.
It's about dreams or something.
Dreams? What kind of faggot shit is that? What are there fucking unicorns?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Jesus.
Oh, August. Okay, here we go. The Expendables. Ba-bam.
Ba-bam. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That doesn't look very good.
Step Up 3D.
Oh,
yeah. Oh.
This is probably really boring.
Untitled vampire spoof.
Piranha 3D.
Maybe we should talk about religion and politics.
No, definitely not.
Napier, do you have any religion or politics talk?
Politics, yes. Texas did their little... You know how they were rewriting the textbooks to put revisionist horse crap in there? They're done now, and they've already approved it.
Yeah.
The Adjustment Bureau. Fun. There you go. September 17th, the Adjustment Bureau.
Catfish. Yeah.
Buried.
Jack goes boating. Oh, fuck.
Wall Street Money Never Sleeps.
That is... you know what? Here's the
There's
thing
There's no good movies. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it's not a very good... And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to say, oh, well, there was a decline in ticket sales this summer. It must be the illegal downloading.
It's no, the movies suck.
The movie's because everything you're putting out is fucking stupid. Remember Sorcerer's Apprentice? Go fuck yourself.
God.
National Treasure 3. How about you come up with an original idea instead of just recycling the same bullshit with 30 sequels to shit we didn't want to see in the first place?
You want
to
hear some funny shit about illegal downloading?
Sure.
Time Warner Cable has become the new champion of go fuck yourself to all these goddamn lawyer assholes who want to try to bust people for illegal downloading.
Right.
The record industry, no, it was movie industry, they sent them a list of IPs for downloading some shitty movie. It was some worthless goddamn shitty movie. I forget the name of it.
Okay.
And they sent them fucking 800 requests for IPs. Time Warner Cable is fucking huge. It's not Comcast big or anything like that. But they said they have 5 people working on IP traces in their entire fucking company. They said this is the priority. Number 1, law enforcement. Number 2, anything that has to do with you. They have 5 people, 3 of which apparently are part-time.
Well, and
they have 2 dudes working on this 40 hours a week.
Here's the thing. I can go in there and write down a list of IP addresses and hand it to somebody and say, here, I caught them doing something.
Well, no, these are legal subpoenas that they made.
And they said that they want these in a timely manner, which means about a month to 3 months.
Yeah.
They normally do less than 50 a month, and that includes the stuff that they need to do for law enforcement, for anti-terrorism, for stalking cases, for harassment. All of that falls under that, and all of that falls under law enforcement first, and then the stupid petty crime shit, like downloading the last Jackie Chan movie where he was a nanny, or some other horseshit like that. Maybe that doesn't take priority.
The new Karate Kid looks so terrible.
Oh,
too.
My God. With Will Smith's kid. Did you see Will Smith's kid act? I mean, like, he couldn't act his way out of...
And Jackie Chan, I mean... Really? This is what
come
you're
on,
do
buddy. Seriously, call Chris Tucker. Make another one. Why not?
But the thing, there was a news story, I think it was like on Yahoo, it was one of the top story things where the Iron Man 2 people were crowing, oh, well, Iron Man 2 had the buzz that they probably would have beaten the record for, you know, the top weekend ever.
No.
Had there not been illegal... What happened was Iron
bullshit.
Man 2 opened a couple days before...
It did.
...in European countries.
That is true.
And then turned up on the torrent sites. And they said, oh, well, people downloaded it, and it, you know, ruined its box office. And I said the same thing about Wolverine 2, but let's face it. The reason Wolverine didn't do well is because
Wolverine
sucked.
Wolverine did better than what it should have. Wolverine was a fucking shit movie.
God,
and it did really damn good. It did really damn good for what it was, which was a shittier version than X-Men 3 of a fucking
X-Men
comic
3
movie.
Was, you know, X-Men 3 did the best of the three X-Men, though?
Yeah,
but it was still shit.
Oh,
it was a shit movie.
That's why it's surprising.
Yeah.
So
what the fuck?
I don't understand this shit. Why do they gotta blame illegal downloading for shit that they know is goddamn horse shit?
That's ultimately the problem. Well, I mean, you know, the buzz was that we were gonna beat the record. Well, you know, well, fuck you. You didn't.
Are they trying to save their jobs?
Are you pissed that you made, what was it, like
$200 million, yeah.
million dollars? Oh, no.
Did they
I was the fifth highest grossing movie ever.
Did they expect Avatar fucking money out of that goddamn movie?
Yeah, but, I mean...
It was an okay movie, but I'm not going to say it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life after I left the theater in tears weeping into my girlfriend's bosom about how fucking great it was.
The reason that movies like that continue to get made, shit movies cashing in, you know, sequels, prequels, all that bullshit, is because we go see them.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, like, and they don't give a fuck because by the time their opening weekend they've already paid for it, so why not?
Well, Wolverine was a shitty movie.
It was awful.
But it's not as shitty as that last two John Travolta movies where he was a dad, and then the Robin Williams movie where he was a dad with John Travolta, and that fucking, what was it, the RV movie that Robin Williams made?
Oh, God,
yeah.
Now, those are legitimate shit movies that never should have been made
for any
reason. Did you see
that
Robin
Williams movie, that World's Greatest Dads, where his cock was in it?
Yeah.
Man, was that fucking disgusting.
I didn't see the cock. I saw part of it, though.
I could have lived my entire life without seeing Robin Williams' cock.
I think the worst...
It was just fine.
I think one of the worst movies I ever saw was... what was the Robin Williams one where he runs for president and he's like a talk show host?
Oh, that wasn't that bad. That was
that was awful.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as RV.
It didn't like know what it was. Like at a certain point, it just like became like an action movie almost.
Oh, it was so bad.
What the fuck are we watching this for?
However, 1 hour photo was good. I liked one hour
photo.
1 hour photo
was kind of crazy. That's Robin Williams is nuts. Like he can really bust out. Like Dead Poets Society, fantastic.
Yeah,
fucking Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
That's what you should have told Napier. Or maybe the other way around.
Napier, it's not your fault.
Thank you.
It's not your fault, Napier.
I know it isn't my fault.
It's not your fault, Napier.
It's never my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
I know it's not my fault.
It's not your fault, Napier.
At some point, you got to get mad and be like, don't do this to me, man. Not you.
I was going to do... I thought it would have been silly. I was just going to wait till see how long you would keep going.
It's not your fault, Napier.
Don't you do this to me, man.
It's not your fault.
Not you! Don't you do this to me!
Do you want me to leave?
Yes!
Do you want me to leave?
I want you to bend over so I can pee in your butt.
Poopy bomb?
Poopy bomb. You know, that's how you make a chud baby, sort of.
Have we done chud baby yet?
Yeah, I think we have.
The Napier word of the day!
So you have a Mike's dad... Answers Yahoo questions?
I do. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Are you going to just throw it in somewhere? Or we're going to...
I guess. Last time, Napier said that we should do it in the middle of a sentence.
Exactly.
Ding.
That's when you think we
no,
should.
No, ding. That's it. Ding. Ding, we go.
You
ding.
Leveled?
Yeah, ding. I leveled.
When did you level?
I leveled.
And now Mike's dad answers random questions on Yahoo Answers. If you have a dream about someone, do they dream about you too?
Depends on how big your pecker is. The more you got for a pecker, the more they dream about you.
And this has been Mike's Dad Answers Random Questions on Yahoo Answers.
That's
yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that. That was a good one.
I think we ought to do Napier's Drunk Mom Answers Random Yahoo Questions.
I'll just
we got to get her really shitty first. Like in that one test show we did, and your mom was in the background. Yeah, those vampires are faggots!
Oh, God.
Can you, like, you know...
She can be worse than I am.
Yeah.
I swear to you, she can be.
Yeah. Maybe that's our next... I got a stockpile here. Maybe we'll mix it up, and maybe we'll get some Napier's Mom Answers.
I'd like
you
that.
Think we could get her to do that? Maybe.
Probably it'll have to be heavily edited, though. I'm trying to embarrass
like
nobody.
Bleep it?
What? No, not bleep it, but like splice it so
take it
the
all
horribly
inwards.
Some of the horrible stuff is taken out.
Or maybe we'll do it in reverse. Serial killer DB and NS, you know, style.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know, Ms. Apier's sister.
Ah. Yeah.
And Disney Biz Earns.
Yeah. Those were always fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is going on?
Well, I don't know. This is usually the point of the show where we do Napier karaoke, but Napier said he doesn't want to do Napier karaoke.
My throat hurts when I do that. It hurts so bad. If
Napier wants to retire from Napier karaoke.
If you give me a karaoke to do, I have to approve it first.
And you know, at this point, I almost feel bad asking him to do it because... Laura said that I don't treat Napier like a friend, I treat
well,
him like a...
Why don't you just give me a song that I would actually sing instead of
maybe,
like that goddamn fucking
that
song about...
That's funny, though.
Maybe I need to get Chris and Nick to redo Napier's bio because they call him a space alien and that's offensive.
That's true.
We don't want to offend Napier, he'll get mad.
Fuck you, faggot.
Go to
I don't
Yahoo
have
answers.
Feelings.
Let's ask Napier.
I don't have feelings because I don't have a goddamn purse, and I don't bleed from my penis hole.
Bleed for it. Here, let me see it.
There you go.
Yahoo Laughs?
Yeah, they do the work for us.
The fuck is that shit?
They compile funny Yahoo Answers questions.
Really?
Yeah, that way I don't have to... Find funny ones.
So yeah, what? But here you go, Napier. What happens when guys wear their pants like this?
Like
what happened when a guy wears their pants all sagging down, like they're a gangster, and they get a bleep boner? Does it not go up? Does it hurt? What happens?
That's stupid. That's a horrible one. Pick a better one.
Is it true that you don't need to wear condoms when sleeping with an Asian woman since they can't get pregnant?
Yes. Yes, it is true. It's because their vaginas are too small.
How do you get YouTube to film you? I have been calling YouTube like crazy to come film some videos for me, but they won't come. I do not understand how other people get their videos on YouTube. YouTube needs to come film me because I have some funny things to show the internet.
Well, Alex, who has a lady picture, what you do is...
Is Alex a girl's name?
Yeah, it can be a girl's name.
Alexis, I guess it's short for Alexis.
Yeah, she doesn't understand how this works. Let me explain to you. You need to go and you need to get a video camera. And probably one of those, it doesn't have to be an expensive one, just one you hook up at the top of your computer, you know, whenever you're bored. Just get one of those, like a webcam. You get a webcam and you go to Stick'em. And what you do is you take off all of your clothes on Stick'em and you proceed to dig in your nose and... You smear crap on your face and you scream into it like a goddamn fucking Romanian mat slapper, just screaming and yelling into this goddamn thing, completely naked and pinching your titty nipples.
Well, it'd be awesome if they had like some kind of auto-tune program to do that.
Yeah, you could also do it into auto-tuner. You just remix it. It takes 5 seconds. It won't take any of your time.
Yeah.
And then you remix it, and then you play it against, I don't know, like some fucking Will I Am song.
I'll give you a beat. Give them an example.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, that's good. That's all you need. That's your example. Don't copy it. It's been copyrighted already. By default, I'm mailing it to myself with a stamped envelope.
I want
to
hear it again, though.
No.
Let's make the sound again.
Boom.
And you're doing this completely naked, shit all over your face, one finger fucking two knuckles deep into your fucking skull, and the next one is pinching your tit. And then you just do this for like 4 to 5 minutes at a time. It takes a while. You'll have to practice and get it right because you're going to get tired and you might pass out.
And then YouTube will show up and start filming.
And then eventually, other people will put it on for you, and it'll be awesome.
You know what we should do? This is my idea for next time. Let's do a whole show on Chat Roulette. We'll just do the show from here, and then we'll just, like, talk to people.
Just talk to, be like, hey, we're podcasting.
And we'll just see if they can throw us topics and
why don't you just type into Cleverbot?
I don't know what that is, that's why.
Go to Cleverbot.
Boom.
I miss Strong Bad.
That's my Indian music.
What is Cleverbot?
You know, go to Cleverbot. Just go to
Go to Cleverbot, Mike.
Goddamn, what was that? The Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack won a fucking Grammy.
Oh, here we go.
And all it was was people drumming.
But it was traditional music. Some people like it.
But it
did
suck,
for the record.
They weren't saying words. They were just making noise.
Well, maybe it's words to them.
What am I typing in?
Cleverbot.
Bot.
Clever? Like clever?
Cleverbot, yeah.
Bot.
I think it's .com.
.com.
Speak to an AI with some actual intelligence. Okay, what does that mean?
Type in, do you like homosexuals?
Okay.
Do you like homo... Can you not see that? You're like 4 feet away from it.
He's got his glasses on.
Yeah, but can he see it?
Do you like... Do you mean the philosopher or Simpson? I mean homosexuals.
Type it in there. Type in, I mean...
gay dudes.
What is this? What is going on right now?
It's doing it. It's doing its thing.
I don't... Do you play card games?
Say, don't change the subject, bitch!
That's what you're supposed to do. Just type into it, and it types back
to you. Give me this goddamn thing.
Well, I don't want to go to jail.
No! There's nobody on the other end. It's automated. It's this fun little thing. Oh, there was another one. It's called iGod.
Don't change the subject, bitch.
That's right. Gotta show this bot what's up.
Why would it ask us...
What happened?
Oh,
you
kicked
pissed
us off, the internet!
It didn't like you!
Oh, no, I hit the button to turn on my face. Oh, my God, what an inopportune time for that to happen! I thought we were done for! I thought that you bitch closed our fucking computer! She was like, fuck you! I don't like homosexuals, and you're kicked off the internet!
We're not legal medications, haha.
No, I don't like this anymore. I'm mad.
No, I'm not
okay, Cleverbot. Whoa, fuck you, Cleverbot.
Okay, go to iGod.
You think you're so
go to iGod.
Goddamn
what?
Smart?
Who's iGod?
We want to
iGod.
Like homos.
Type go to Google.
Stupid ass.
Go to Google.
Do you like homos? Do you like them in your mouth?
Simpson? No.
God!
That
what is your
is
fucking problem?
Homer.
No, that is Homer Simpson.
A homo is a gay
person.
Oh my God. What is this bitch's problem? See, this is how it starts. And then eventually they're going to take over. And they're just going to fucking destroy us all by making our heads explode with their stupid bullshit. What do you mean, Homer? Homer! Fuck you! Turn it off! I'm done with this bitch! Turn this shit off! Don't talk to it anymore. We're done. Don't type anything to the Cleverbot. No, fuck! Stop it! Stop it!
Type and you scare me.
You are so dumb. Oh my God, fuck this. Why are you still talking to this stupid computer?
No, I'm not done.
Do you think that, like, you shouldn't be rude to people? You're not a person! You're a stupid computer! God, I hope you...
I just asked it if it's Skynet.
Oh. Oh my God, I hate it
what
so much.
What if it said yes? No, Skynet is not yet operational.
Turn this shit off! Now! Turn it off.
Yet? Question?
Turn it off. Turn it off. I don't want to talk to... It's making me mad. Jesse, turn it off.
Go to iGod.
I'm getting
no, I'm not, no, we gotta get to the bottom of this goddamn Skynet thing first. I'm just saving humanity right here now. Not yet. We'll know when I get some money.
Oh, it needs money. It's gonna do it.
No. Turn it off. I'm so angry at this thing right
now. My friend, Mike, is here. He is scared.
No, I'm mad. I'm mad at this
mad at
thing.
You. My friend Mike is here. He is mad at you. Let's see what Cleverbot says to that.
Dude, I hope this thing dies. I hope it fucking dies. I hope it gets
hit
by a car. What
if it said, hello, Mike Moore? How are you today?
If it knows my name, I'm going to be so pissed off.
Why? Mike, why are you mad?
Fuck you, that's why! Type it in! Fuck you, that's why!
Exclamation point? Okay. See, this is exactly what it needs to learn. It needs to learn, fuck you, that's why.
Motherfucker. Yeah, that's why.
Are you allergic to it?
Oh my God, I fucking hate it. It's so stupid. You're so stupid. You're so goddamn stupid. Napier, I hate you for telling Jesse about this site, because now he won't turn it off. I don't want to talk to it. Turn it off.
No, he just hates you.
And your stupid face. And that stupid face up there that says app. Fuck it. Fuck that face. Say it. Fuck your face, too.
I have to wait for a response first.
Isabella is a girl with blonde hair and brown. Does she love me? No. Who's Isabel?
Who is Isabel?
Type, I hope she dies.
It's too late, I already
got it. Hope she dies. I hope she fucking dies.
Wait. We have to wait for a response.
You can't type more than one thing?
No, you can only do one thing at a time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Then what are you bringing it up for? I hope Isabel dies of cancer. I hope she gets a really bad kind of cancer. The kind, like, that hurts a lot.
Pussy cancer?
I spelled vagina wrong.
Vag cancer.
I hope Isabel dies of vag cancer.
Take that, you stupid-ass computer.
I do think this is how Skynet will start, though, for the record.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
I hope Isabel dies of vag cancer. It's just
yes.
A yes.
Turn this shit off.
What's iGod? Go to iGod.
Turn it.
Go to iGod.
You have the thing.
I don't have anything.
Fuck face. You got the... What are you talking about? You got the thing right there. You've been typing to...
You have the mouse.
This
you can
dumb
you can
fuck. Okay.
I'm going to say bye. Let me say bye.
No, fuck her. Don't say bye.
Let me say
goodbye.
Bye.
Just say goodbye. Say goodbye. Just say goodbye.
When Skynet becomes operational, please be gentle, whore. Turn this shit off. Fuck this bitch. We're not done. I'm coming back here later.
I want to see what it says, Han.
You'll never know, dear.
Oh.
What that means?
You whore.
What do you read? Fuck you, that's what I read. I read you being stupid.
Oh, what the hell's going on here?
Go back to the top.
Can we not leave now?
I pressed enter.
They won't let us leave.
It's loading. Calm down.
The internet's stuck on this bitch.
Now, Napier, what is that guy? What are we going to be learning about now?
It's kind of like Cleverbot, only it has better answers, and it's supposed to be this magical information god.
Okay.
How often does anyone speak to you? Is she saying that she thinks that we're not fun to talk to?
Apparently.
Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, she don't like you, dude.
Cleverbot learns from real people. Things, it says, may seem inappropriate.
Yeah.
Use with discretion.
Yeah,
and
may
and
seem
your
inappropriate.
Own risk.
Bitch.
This isn't loading.
I hate it so much.
I'm gonna ask Cleverbot. Oh God!
Just go. Up. Oh,
I'm gonna ask Cleverbot why
set.
Your internet connection sucks so fucking much balls.
I don't. You know what? You should go down to Cricket.
Ever again. Quit talking about Cricket, man.
Mark went to go get a Cricket.
Where you at, dog?
Yo, the whole city behind us.
Jesus Christ.
I'm done.
Whatever happened to the rap version of My Karaoke that you were supposed to rip?
You're not Mike. You're Napier.
I'm
Mike.
I'm Mike.
No, you're not.
Why
you've
am
never
I not
been Mike?
Mike.
You'll never be Mike.
I am the Mike.
I'm Mike.
I'm the
you're
Alpha
Napier.
Mike. Okay, just go to
I'm
Google.
I'm hungry, Mike. Let's go eat.
Is it sandwiches?
Yeah, let's
what
go
are you going to eat?
I don't know.
I want a waitress.
I want a waitress. Kissy sound.
You want two waitresses?
Yeah.
Or you want a
yeah, waitress? Yeah, Jesse wants to go out to eat.
I don't know.
Jesse wants to go out to eat. I suggest a waitress.
What? No.
What do you mean no? Oh, it's back.
Tell
hey, your friend's
to
here.
Suck my asshole.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
Say, Mike wants you to lick his asshole. Yeah.
Enter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here, give me that thing.
Yeah.
Give me that thing.
Okay. Keyboard's going to Napier.
Fucking asshole. I hate this thing so much.
It's thinking a long time.
I don't want to talk to Napier. Type something else in Napier.
What if your asshole magically started getting licked right now? What would happen?
I'd be impressed. Here.
All right.
Artificial intelligence chat with God. Is this another website that you're going to read?
No.
Yeah. Do you want me to leave?
Mike, it's your house.
Do you want me to leave?
I've personally farted on every single one of these microphones since I've been here. And they're near your mouth
enter?
Right now.
Hinting made easy. Are you sure this is it?
Enter?
I think so.
Please select a skin. I don't care. Just
sign in.
I want to talk to God.
You're not chatting with God.
Napier.
Sup. Sup, gaff.
What's a
gaff? Sup, gaff.
Sup.
God says the stars.
Sup. Gaff? You said gaff again.
Jesus Christ. Sup, fag.
You're going to say sup.
I'm chatting with others like you. Homos? Question mark?
Are you implying that you're...
This one's really quick, though. I'll tell you that. Did you know you can download your own chat robot and create your own robot? Ask it what it thinks about... what was the other one called? Chatbot or whatever.
No.
Fuck not get that. Shit. My lips. Shit on my lips. Fuck no, I get... Are you aware that the Alice servers log and records all conversations? Where can I get that shit on your lips? My face.
Are you aware that the
where
Alice
did you
server
get your
logs
face?
Are and records all conversations?
So this thing basically just like takes all your questions and turns it right back around on you, right?
Yeah, it's really quick.
Where did you get your... I don't want to talk to this... I want to wrap up and...
So, what do you think of balls sex?
Hurrah.
Interesting
question.
This thing's dumb. The other one's
like
better.
It's like, you remember that Xandar thing?
No.
Rubbed it and it was like, interesting question. It never really, like, yeah. answered. Yeah. It was, like, you know, indifferent on, like, every fucking question.
Have you seen the
question.
Star Wars, like, Power of the Force game?
No.
Okay. All right. Get the Googles back out.
Jesus Christ.
Well, then fine. Don't. So, it's this thing. You hook it up to your brain. You put this helmet on. You put this little thing on your head. And it's got this, like, ball in this tube. And then you, like, think about moving the ball. And it can, like, read your brain waves and it moves the ball. And you can buy it at, like, Toys R Us.
So
now you wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see this thing?
If you think about jerking off, does it go back and forth? I zoned out for everything you just said anyway, so.
Well, okay.
Penis. Penis, penis.
I'm hungry. Let's go get some fucking
French toast.
French toast.
Go get some fucking French toast.
All right. Bye, gents.
Bye.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Go to wfodicks.blogspot.com. It's our fucking blog. Then, when you're done with that, go to wfodicks.podbean.com. It's our fucking homepage. Want to watch us on fucking Twitter, faggots? Get that Twitter shit together. Go to twitter.com/wfodicks. Fuck. And then comment on our shit, fuck. It's 314-266-WFOD. Or, if you're fucking illiterate, 314-266-9363, you fucking shitballs. Oh yeah, if you don't fucking like this, email me at wfodicks@live.com. Fuck you!
I need the name of this song, Rock Sand. I think it's soft rock. It's an old song, it goes like this. Rock Sand, you don't have to put on a red dress tonight. Rock Sand, it goes on like that. I can't not.
Rock sand.